Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There is only one basis for faith in God. Oh, come on, are y'all with me or not? There's only, not one and a half, only one basis for faith in God, and it is what He said. That's it. That's it. Your faith in Him is based solely, only on what He said. Not by improvement, not by worsening, not by what you see or don't see, feel or don't feel, what the report says or doesn't say. Did I lose somebody? So what you do when you begin to talk about this, you come face to face with how much we've been walking by sight. Talking faith, but walking by sight. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
Do you reckon we can learn some things about Abraham's faith? Just because we've been quoting scriptures for years doesn't mean we know it all. Go to Genesis, please, 22nd chapter. Looking at his body, Abraham would have despaired. Looking at the promise, he waxes strong in faith. Come on, can you see that? And gives glory to God. You can't see the Lord looking at your symptoms. You can't see His provision looking at your bills. You can't see His healing looking at your feelings. Can you? You won't see it. Praise God. It's not feel that you've received it. It's not see that you received it. It's believe that you received it. Somebody said, "Well, you feel any better?" I didn't say how I felt. Well, you don't look any better. I didn't say I did. How do you feel? Not talking about that. Could you get Abraham to talk about how old he was? No. Could you? He wouldn't do it.
No.
You couldn't get him to do it. He considered not. Wouldn't look at it. Wouldn't focus on it. Wouldn't think about it. Why? Because if you do, you're going to get out of faith. Can't do both. How many understand Peter couldn't walk on the water looking at the wind and waves? Could he?
Amen.
Somebody said, "I need a miracle." God does miracles.
Amen.
It would take a miracle to fix this. He's walking on the water. How much more miraculous can you get? But could he walk in the miraculous, experience the miraculous, and look at the wind and the waves at the same time? He could not do it. Nor can you, nor can I. But as long as he's looking at the Lord, thinking about what He told him, come, he's doing the impossible. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Somebody say, praise God. Your symptoms leaving is not your receiving your healing. That's the results of you receiving your healing. You feeling better, you feeling stronger, is not receiving your healing. That's the results of you receiving your healing. Come on, can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Genesis 22 and verse 1. After Abraham and Sarah have received a miracle, Isaac was born. It was not the end. They got a baby nobody thought they could have. And now in chapter 22, it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Actually, the words test or try. Because God can't be tempted with evil. And He never tempts anybody to do anything wrong. This is a test. A proving of his faith. Why? Why? With God, He never intends for you and I to fail a test. His objective is when we pass, He can promote us. He has a right to give us a place and do things with us and for us that other people don't get. It wouldn't be fair if He did it for us and not for them, unless we trusted Him more. And He would say, well, if you'll trust me like that, I'll do it for you too. God did test or try Abraham, and He said to Abraham, Abraham? And he said, I'm here. Sounds like he's ready to hear whatever He's got to say. Verse 2, He said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. This is not unnecessary language. How many of these do they have?
One.
And get you to the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. Wow. Give him to me. Why? Tell me what pleases God above everything else.
Faith.
Without faith, it is what?
Impossible.
Impossible to please Him. I don't know if that's registered on us well enough. God, I don't care what you're doing, God is not going to like it. He's not going to be impressed with it unless you're doing it in faith. You can give the biggest offering anybody's ever given in your church and ministry, and unless you did it in faith, doesn't move Him, doesn't affect Him. You can do all kind of stuff. You can quote more scriptures and pray longer, but unless you did it in faith. He loves Abraham. It's his friend. He loves Sarah. He loves Isaac. What does he want? What's going on? Why would he ask him for this? He wants Abraham to have an even higher place with him than he already does. And there's only one way that can happen. That's by greater faith. And the only way that can happen is to remove the physical reason he has for believing his seed will be like the sand and the stars. It can easily be that now Abraham and Sarah, yeah, we're going to have, our seed's going to be like the stars of the sky. Why? We got the boy. We got the boy. He's a prop for their faith. They can walk beside. Can you see this? So the Lord says, give him to me. It took amazing faith to get him. And now the Lord says, give him to me. We will never be done with walking by faith. We will never be through with living by faith, where we've received everything and got everything, and now we can just coast the rest of the way. If you do, you're through pleasing God. To the degree we're affected by the improving or worsening of our symptoms or our circumstances, it's to that degree ours is not real faith. Real faith in God is based only. Will somebody say only? Only. Only on the Word of God. And you can see why Abraham's in the book, brother. Can't you? I mean, what does it say? Verse 3. He got up early in the morning, got everything together, took Isaac, two of his young men with him, the wood, fire, and headed out. Verse 4. On the third day, he lifted up his eyes. So he's got 3 days to think about this. Are you really going to do this? Are you really going to do this? Third day, he saw the place. Can't put it off any longer. Keep going. Abraham said to his young men, "Abide here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." What?
Yes.
What? We're going to go and then we'll come back to you.
Yes.
Really? Then he's not going to do it. Oh, he fully intends to do it.
Amen.
How do you know? Hebrews. Hebrews tells us, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just hold your place right there. We'll read it. In Hebrews 11, 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. This was his foundation. This was the anchor to his soul. God had told him his seed, his descendants, would be like the stars in the sky, like the sand on the seashore. But he also told him it was all coming through Isaac. God told him it was coming through Isaac. Reasoning would say, well, if he dies, then it ain't never going to happen. But faith says it has to happen. It has to happen. And if it takes it, God will raise him from the dead. And there's a whole lot bigger thing going on here that Abraham, I'm sure, had no clue or idea of, as God's covenant friend. He was demonstrating he was willing to give his only son for his covenant friend and believe for the resurrection. Does that sound familiar to anybody? So God has a perfect right to give his only son for this friend's seed and believe for the resurrection. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me